All right. We are back with another Breach of the Week. I'm joined by Justin. Hello, Justin.
Zach, what's going on, man?
Well, we're sweltering, right? It's hot. It is humid. We went from winter 2 weeks ago. I believe literally it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. You had like 10 inches of snow at your house in Vermont. And now it is 90 something degrees and it is so frigging hot and miserable. And it's too early. Is it too early to complain about the heat? Like 90 degrees is too much, right? Like it's not unreasonable to complain about the heat.
Totally reasonable to complain.
And it looks like there's a thunderstorm right over. So it's going to storm too. So 2020 is just like coming full circle here. This is really pure. I know the cicadas are supposed to be coming out. That's been popping up in the Slack discussion. But I'm still here. You're still here. We appear to both be healthy, which is good. Company is still in remote. We're making it work. Yeah. what are we going to talk about today, Justin?
Zach, so do you have a hotel rewards program that you participate in?
I have multiple. I had to travel at my previous, not a lot, but I traveled and I like to get the free Wi-Fi and sometimes you get free drinks from the coffee bar and stuff. So I have signed up for many rewards programs at hotels.
What's your favorite one or the one that you bank on the most?
I used to do Hyatt a lot. Cause we had one of those credit cards and they give you free rooms if you spent a certain amount of money and until they changed the program, you could stay at like, they're like, you know, amazing bomb ass hotels in like New York City. Then they changed the program. So we stopped that. I often end up either at probably Marriott or Hilton now are the two big ones that I bounce between.
Yeah. Well, brilliant. Today's Breach of the Week comes from our buddies at Marriott, Zach.
All right. I hope it's good news. I hope they put money in everyone's accounts.
Yeah. Well, there's some bad news and good news.
All right.
So it's so good. It happened twice.
Ooh.
So first breach occurred in 2018.
I definitely would have stayed at a Marriott there.
Marriott determined that hackers had unauthorized access on Starwood's guest database dating back to 2014. Hackers copied the encrypted guest information and then took steps to try to remove it. And if you remember, Marriott acquired Starwood in 2016. And I think that was about the same time where I smashed together my Marriott and Starwood accounts. So
put all your personal information in there.
Got tagged twice. So on September 8th of 2018, Marriott received an alert from one of their security tools, which is unknown, indicating that an outsider was trying to access Starwood's guest reservation database.
That one's probably got like credit cards and...
Yeah, ready for this one. So roughly 327 million of the 500 million guests were affected. Hackers stole information, including their name, mailing address, phone number, email address, passport number, Starwood account information, date of birth, gender, arrival and departure information, reservation date, and communication preferences.
That's literally the population of the U.S.
Yep. Payment information was also compromised for many of those guests.
That's not good.
No. So good it happened twice. Marriott gets tagged again this year. Man, loved it. Loved it the first time.
Cannot catch a break.
You had to go back for seconds.
I've definitely stayed in a Marriott since the first breach and now into the second breach. I'm sure I stayed in a Marriott last year. I'm positive
ditto.
I have.
Yeah, ditto. Yeah, me too. So lost it once, now lost it twice. Even after I like changed all my passwords and update all my information and then only to lose it again. So in March, Marriott again discloses a data breach affecting 5.2 million hotel guests.
Oh, that's not so bad.
No.
It's only 5 million.
Yeah. This is the good news. They have no reason to believe the information involved included the Marriott Bonvoy account, passwords, pins, payment information, passport information, national IDs, or driver's license. An investigation is ongoing. But the suspected cause was that login credentials of two Marriott employees at a franchise location were used to access guest information beginning in January.
What would be, how do you think, or what is the most likely scenario that those credentials were taken? Do you think it's like phishing, or was it nefarious? Like, were they bad people, bad actors?
It doesn't say, but I speculate that there's nefarious intent behind it, because otherwise, why would two credentials be compromised accessing that database? But it's very akin to the Amazon breach. I don't know if you remember, whereas there was an insider who had access to sensitive information. They downloaded and sold user credentials to folks' Amazon account. And I was also
on the dark web, probably, more than likely.
Dark web. Yeah.
Yeah. I could imagine
people willing to pay for it.
Of course, there's like the concern of like, if it's payment information, just cause you know, I mean, it's like, honestly, like that's sort of like, it's more of an inconvenience nowadays than it is really like a tragedy. Like I remember when this whole sort of started, like if you had your account information stolen, banks were like, good luck. Like you shouldn't have done whatever you did. We're not going to help you out. And now it's so much more mature and like, you know, there's the processes are a lot cleaner. So it's usually fairly easy to get that squared away. But I imagine with hotels though, there's a lot of like other privacy things like, you know, you wouldn't want like database. Like we talked about like the dating website and stuff, like, you know, people go to hotels and, you know, are trying to hide from people or maybe, you know, like who knows, they're meeting up and they shouldn't be. You know, that's information that could get people into trouble, you know, for one way or one reason or another. There's some, and, you know, again, when you're in a hotel, you're buying drinks and buying food and it's just, that's a lot of other data that could be extrapolated and used against you.
Yeah. Honey, you told me you went to Tampa for the weekend, but
yeah, exactly.
Your leaked hotel reservation says you were actually in Vegas.
Or people who you know, even like on? a less daytime drama scenario is like, you know, you told your work that you were on a business trip and in one location, or you build it for that, and then all of a sudden they're like, "What's this all about? What's this going on over here?"
Right.
So, what's the lesson? Should we stop staying at? I mean, I've continued to stay at Marriott, even though I was at least aware of one of them because I'm pretty sure I got the. I think I got some privacy protection out of them. One of them. The second one I was not aware of.
Yeah, it will probably not change my hotel consumption patterns, but it's definitely a facepalm moment for me when I walk in the front door. Thanks for setting the bar low, guys.
All right, that is our breach of the week. I don't think there's anything we can do to help you from getting ripped off at a hotel, but if you want hotel travel advice, visit us at www.newharborsecurity.com. Justin will provide you a list of hotels that have not been breached, maybe. But other than that, there's not a whole lot we can do.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
All right. See you, Zach.